Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Ah, thank you for the lift to work today, Feifei.
It's a pleasure, Finn, but my car has got a few problems.
Oh.
Sometimes it makes funny noises. And I even had to call a mechanic a few times.
Yeah, it looks like quite an old car.
Yes, it is. I'm saving money to buy a new one.
Well, maybe, Feifei, you should give up eating in expensive restaurants every week and all those expensive holidays.
But I love my holidays. And the good food, the designer clothes.
Yes, but if you want to save money, you have to go the extra mile.
The extra mile?
Hmm.
I don't think this old car would survive even one more mile.
I don't mean go the extra mile in the car. I mean go the extra mile when saving money.
The extra mile? 额外的一里路? 什么意思?
Well, in English, when you tell someone to go the extra mile, you're telling them to make more effort than usual to achieve their goals.
我们用 go the extra mile 来描述分外或额外的多干一些，多付出一些，做比期望的多得多的努力。也就是我们常说的，除了干自己分内的活，还主动承担额外的工作。That's
right, and to go the extra mile is our phrase in today's authentic real English. Let's listen to some examples.
If you want to succeed in business, you have to work harder than your competitors. You've got to go the extra mile.
Mary left university without a diploma. She spent all her time partying with her friends. She didn't go the extra mile and study harder.
Now I get it. I have to be prepared to give up things I like to go the extra mile. To save money to buy a new car.
Yes.
Oh no, not again.
Why have you stopped?
Well, this car has broken down again. I have to ring the mechanic.
I'm sorry about that, Feifei. I don't think this car will go any more miles, but I have a feeling you will. If you kiss goodbye to the expensive dresses.
Oh, goodbye.
Yes.
Oh, Finn, my beautiful dresses and the cool gadgets.
Oh, the cool gadgets. Yes, those two.
And no more fun weekends in Paris or expensive seats in the theatre.
No more real gold jewellery.
I'm so sad. Bye.
Bye.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。